From Spark and Anvil and Stone Song, this is Master Snail in Chapter 1 of the Stone Song cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The board was 19 lines by 19 lines, a grid of pale wood crossing pale wood, and Master Snail had been studying one empty intersection on it for the better part of a minute. He held a single black stone pinched between two fingers, and he did not put it down. Around the low table, the others had begun to unravel. A young fox tapped the rim, a fast, dry rhythm, and a crane leaned in until her beak nearly brushed the stones. Master Snail sat unmoved on his cushion, his cool, mossy green shell drinking the lamplight, a small spiral charm resting against his chest. He turned the stone the way you'd turn a key you weren't yet sure would fit, slowly, feeling for the click that meant yes. "Any day now," the fox muttered. Master Snail didn't rise to the bait. "Four questions," he said, not to the fox, but to himself. "What am I actually trying to do here? Whether this stone helps that or only looks busy? What I'd do back if I were sitting where you are? And whether, when it's all finished, I'm genuinely stronger or simply more tangled?" He let each one land before the next, the way you'd set stones on a shelf you didn't want to topple. Then, gently, he placed his stone on the wide open line at the board's left edge and let out a breath as if he'd set down something heavy. "There," he said. "That corner's mine to grow into now. Not loudly, just mine." He gestured at a thin curve of dark stones climbing the board's side, each one placed on some earlier, quieter evening. "The trail. Every one of those I sat with the way I just sat with this one. None were guesses. None were only to fill the silence." His smile came slow and small. "A snail can't take a step back, so a snail learns to be very, very sure about the step forward."
He had not always been slow on purpose. When he was small, he'd been the fastest slow thing anyone had met, which was still slow, technically, but he made up the difference by refusing to stop and think. He'd slide onto a board and slap stones down as quickly as his soft foot allowed, chasing whatever glittered, a capture on the right, a bold reach into open space, a threat that felt clever for exactly as long as it took his opponent to answer it. He lost and lost and lost. Every defeat left the identical sour taste at the back of his throat, the taste of having sprinted a whole race in a direction that led nowhere. One evening, after a game that had gone bad in the same tired way, he drew himself all the way into his shell and stayed there, tight and ashamed, privately certain that the trouble was simple. He wasn't clever enough and never would be. An old tortoise who'd been watching from a nearby bench lowered herself down beside him with the unhurried creak of someone who did everything slowly and had made peace with it long ago. She didn't tell him he was clever. She said, "You move like something's chasing you, is it?" He peeked a little way out. "No." "Then why the hurry?" She tapped one edge of the board with a blunt claw. "You set a stone down, and before it's even warm, you've leapt three moves ahead in your mind. You never stay with the move you just made, so you never find out what it wanted to become." He didn't understand, not right then. But that week he tried it, out of nothing better to do. One stone, and then a full slow breath before he let himself reach for the next. And in the space of that single breath, for the first time in his life, he saw the whole board instead of only the bright corner he'd been fixed on. He saw what his last stone had started and where it would need a friend to matter. He didn't win, but when the game ended, the sour taste never came, and in its place sat something steadier, something almost warm, the plain, unfamiliar feeling of having actually been present for his own choices.
He came to Stone Song when he was older, because a place built around a board of quiet stones seemed like the one place in the world that might understand a player who moved like still water. The mentor who kept the great hall met him at the door and asked exactly one thing. Show me how you play. Master Snail didn't answer with words. He crossed to the nearest empty board, chose a single stone, and simply held it, looking. He looked so long that the mentor's eyes flicked away and back, half expecting to find he'd dozed off inside his shell. Then Master Snail set the stone down, squarely in the center of one open corner, and raised his head. You took an age over one stone, the mentor said. I took precisely as long as the stone needed, Master Snail replied, without a trace of apology. It's the opening move of the entire game. Everything that follows grows out of it. Tell me, why would anyone rush the root of the tree? The mentor was silent for a moment longer than most people would have been. Then something in his face eased, and he nodded. Slow, he said. But you were here for it. That's rarer than fast. He stepped clear of the doorway. Come in.
Master Snail's corner of the hall filled, over the seasons, with players who moved too fast. And one gray afternoon, one of them very nearly flung his stones across the table in frustration. I keep losing, the fox kit said. It was the same fox, older now, the teasing scrubbed out of him and something rawer left behind. I play fast so nobody sees I'm scared, but then I look up and my stones are scattered all over, and not one of them is helping any of the others. Master Snail knew that scattered feeling from the inside. He had worn it like a shell of his own for the whole of his young life. Play me a move, he said, but before your fingers touch a stone, tell me the plan. The fox hovered a paw above the board and stopped. I don't have one, he admitted, quietly. I just spotted a stone I could take. That right there is the whole thing, Master Snail said, and there was no scold in it, only recognition. You're answering a question nobody asked, so let's go find the real one. He lifted his spiral charm and held it up like a small worn coin. Before the stone lands, what are you building? Does this move build it, or only fight? If it were my turn, what would I do to ruin your day? And after all of that settles, are you stronger, or merely deeper in a fight you picked yourself? The fox breathed out, long and unsteady, and looked, truly looked, for what might have been the first time. His paw drifted away from the tempting capture and came to rest instead on a lonely stone at the edge. If I play here, he said slowly, feeling his way, my two weak stones turn into one strong wall, and you'd probably answer way over there, but that's fine, because my left side is already safe. Yes, said Master Snail, very softly. That is a move that knows what it's for. The fox set it down, and his shoulders, which had been hitched up near his ears the whole afternoon, came quietly down.
Later, when the hall had emptied and the lamps had burned down to a low amber, the fox came back with one last smaller question. When you sit there thinking for ages, he said, and everyone's watching you be slow, doesn't it feel awful? Master Snail considered the question the way he considered everything, turning it over until he could see all its sides. It used to, he said at last. It felt as if everyone could watch me being slow, and slowness felt like something I ought to be sorry for. He looked down at the last stone he'd placed that day, sitting patient in its corner, exactly where it had wanted to be. But somewhere along the way, the watching stopped reaching me, because inside the paws, nothing is rushed. And nothing is afraid. It's only clear, like the surface of a pond before anything's been dropped into it. In there, I get to see the whole board and choose on purpose and know that afterward, there'll be nothing I need to snatch back. He tucked the charm away against his shell. The fox said nothing, and in the hush, Master Snail watched the last of the boy's hurry drain slowly out of him and leave something calmer in its place. The same still, unclenched quiet that had, on one bad evening a long time ago, at last loosened his own tight shell. It was a good feeling to sit inside, warm and settled and entirely unhurried, and neither of them was in any rush at all to stand up and break it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Master Snail. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.